Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on this Wednesday. Fortunately, there's nothing to talk about on the show. I'll have to make it up for the next 2 hours. Don't recall anything significant happening. Do you, Kyle?
No, not so ever whatsoever. Nothing special with the NFL.
This is... In the last... Let's be conservative here. In the last, was it 15? Let's go back to 98. In the last 17 years, we have seen a lot of bizarre stories. Some of incredible, tragic significance. And some that go from the sublime to the ridiculous. And then this story happens.
And takes ridiculousness to a whole new level.
I'm with you. First of all, let's start with this. Tom Brady is already, no matter what he does in this, convicted in the court of public opinion. I don't think anybody can dispute that. In the court of public opinion, Tom Brady is already convicted. But this story has so many strange, odd components to it. And the easiest thing for Tom Brady to do, and maybe the easiest thing for him, for the Patriots, is to accept the 4-game penalty. That way, Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels both know, okay, opening 4 games, Steelers, Bills, Jags, Cowboys, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to have to be the quarterback. And not only that, we're going to have to go out and find ourselves a third quarterback. I mean, Matt Flynn's already the third, but I'm talking about in the games that Brady's out, they're going to need a third quarterback that is allowed to suit up on game day as the 46th player. And then if Garoppolo and Flynn get hurt, they can use him, that emergency quarterback. The Patriots are going to have to sign a guy like that. At this moment, that guy's Matt Flynn. But that's the easiest thing for Brady to do, is to take the medicine, the 4-game suspension, and just get it over with. And I'm not so sure that's not the best option, just to, like, the heck with this. You know what? I mean, he doesn't have to spend his own money on this because the National Football League Players Association is making the appeal on his behalf. And they're going to the court I think all of us expect him to go to, and that would be David Doty's court in Minneapolis, which has always been extremely player-friendly for a couple decades now. That's the easiest thing to do. If he feels that strongly about his innocence, not being not guilty, but his innocence, I can understand completely his line in the sand, like, I didn't do anything wrong. That's if he feels that way. Now, remember, he's already convicted in the court of public opinion. The NFL... Let's think about this full story here. The NFL has actually cleverly played this Now, we don't know what the truth is. None of us do. In this whole thing, have we found out exactly what really did or didn't happen? I mean, we're 27 weeks later. Do we actually know what really did or didn't happen? I read the report. What do we know? Anybody, give me a call, 800-795-9565. For sure, no ifs, ands, or buts, what do we know? Let's start with this. Someone leaked to ESPN the initial deflated football story. That's what got the ball rolling. Then yesterday, the commissioner's office released its report, 20 pages, on why they upheld the four-game suspension on Tom Brady. Again, convicted in the court of public opinion, this makes it easy for the league. No question. You're going to get people criticizing the league about what they've done, four-game suspension. We feel, based on whatever, that they didn't follow the rules and this, that, and the other thing. And Brady wasn't cooperative enough. And, of course, it's always the cover-up is worse than the crime and so on and so forth. Okay. But you can be very clever as to how you do something to win the court of public opinion. Leaking the initial story started that ball rolling in that direction. Using the word destroy about Brady's phone is a powerful word to use. And I want all the Penn State fans to remember the word destroy. Because now I'm going to use another word that was thrown out 3 years ago that was and still is a powerful word that was thrown out there about Penn State. Culture. When you are swaying the court of public opinion and you are in a power position, whether you're right or wrong about what you've just done, and you throw out a powerful word to the court of public opinion, which has already convicted whomever or whatever, and you throw a powerful word out there, it sticks. He destroyed his phone. How do they know he destroyed his phone? Now, is it? No. Okay. What happened to his phone? I have no idea. He may have backed over. I have no idea. They have just changed it over. All I know is Apple today is very pleased. I mean, the iPhone 6 got some great publicity, don't you think, Kyle?
Oh, there's nothing better than free publicity, that's for sure.
Okay. Hey, they're all sitting over there at Apple's. Yeah, all right. iPhone 6, Tom Brady.
Especially because I think he said he upgraded from an Android to the iPhone 6, so that's just even more kudos for Apple.
Even better. It will be real. Over at Apple today, they're like, this is the greatest thing going. I mean, we woke up today, and suddenly out of nowhere, we got a free bump. Okay. But what did he do with the, we don't know. And you know what? They don't know what he did either, but they use the word destroy. Powerful word. Culture is a powerful word. I think people in Pennsylvania actually have a little bit different view of how this independent investigation has gone because of what they've experienced and what they've learned as time has gone along with stuff close to home. you can throw out, you can leak stuff, and you can throw out a powerful word that can define a moment. And in this case, the powerful word that was thrown out was destroy when it came to the phone. Boy, does that look bad. I mean, destroy is a powerful word because destroy brings with it the thought of deliberate, at all costs, get rid of. That is what the image of it happens to be. Okay. Culture. Another powerful word. A powerful word that as time has gone on, Penn State has had to fight. You, the fan, I mean, it insulted the fiber of Penn State football. It insulted the fiber of Penn State, but it also insulted you, the fans. Every time you, the fans, would want to defend the football program or say something great about the Penn State football program or feel proud about the Penn State football program and say something about it, you were immediately identified. See, that's that football culture at Penn State. Really? And as if the football culture in the Southeastern Conference is what we're all striving to have? Really? Like the winning. Don't know enough about it, but only from the outside looking in. I know every time I've dealt with the SEC, people have always been great to deal with. But there are times you wonder about exactly what comes first down there, don't you? Isn't it interesting? Okay, leaks and powerful words mean something. They have meaning. Look, I mean, I have no idea what Brady did, didn't do, what he said, how he said it, what he texted, what he... I have no idea, and neither do you. You don't know either. Nobody does. But this is one of the big power plays we've ever seen in sports. This is a big time power play here. Huge. And Roger Goodell asserted himself in this power play that we're watching play out.
Well, and you feel, Steve, that a lot of that, him asserting himself so much in this regard, is because of how much flack he was getting for how unresponsive and unsure he was when it came to disciplining all these other athletes like Ray Rice, like Greg Hardy, and like those kind of circumstances?
Interesting point. I will make one other point beyond that, okay? And that is this. I'll tell you what is, if there's one thing that has not helped Brady above all, Kyle, what was your initial impression of his first press conference?
He seemed like he was laying smoke, if anything, at least to me.
He acted too cute. You know, it was kind of like, well, what are you talking about? You know, cute cavalier. It was like, well, you mean, what are you talking about? Well, I don't think I cheated. And then, of course, with the Jim Gray thing, you know, which was at Salem State, and they were allowed to do the first 10 minutes, and he's playing to the crowd and the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Those are two public entities, and I realize the second one, you know, let's face it, the cameras aren't really going to be there unless the story was out anyway. I mean, it was just Tom Brady going to Salem State to speak to the students there. They probably would have had some cameras. Hey, Tom Brady spoke to me. Hey, I'm going to talk to him about this, you know, normal, you know. But not to the extent where the whole country got to watch it live. You wouldn't have watched Jim Gray's first 5 to 10 minutes live on ESPN and live on the NFL Network. If it had just been a speech to the students about winning and so forth in the NFL and how it translates to everyday life for students at Salem State. I mean, he would have been there to say, hey, they're doing it, but the NFL Network and ESPN wouldn't have carried it live. But in that setting, it came off as too cute, too cavalier. His press conference back in January was weird. He did not help himself at all in that press conference. And if he had been, I think, as definitive then as he is now, as defiant then as he is now, there might be a different impression about how, you know, about what, how people feel about it. I'll also say this about his Facebook post. What didn't he do in his Facebook post? He did not throw the equipment guys under the bus. He said, I didn't do anything wrong, and no one in the Patriots organization did anything wrong. He didn't do one of these, hey, look, I don't know. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't ask anybody to do anything. I don't know what those guys did. He didn't do that. He did say, I didn't do anything wrong, and no one in the Patriots organization did anything wrong. He did not throw the equipment guys under the bus. And also, wouldn't they get the cell phones from the guys that were not in the power position that Brady's in? Wouldn't they get the cell phones from the guys in the investigation to find out what texts were sent to them by Brady? I mean, what other texts are they looking for? I mean, he was texting his agent, texting his lawyer. I mean, his agent is his lawyer. Well, an attorney-client privilege does come into play. I mean, the whole, you know, and now they say that they weren't asking for the phone. This is one bizarre story. Bizarre. And it's so bizarre that if I were a friend of his, I'd look at him, I'd say, you know what, just take the medicine, take the four, and just come back in the fifth game and then make the playoffs and win. Because you've only played one division game at that point, Buffalo. I know you've had a couple big games in there. Buffalo would be a big game because of the division game. Pittsburgh and Dallas, obviously. But you still would have five more division games remaining. Two against the Jets, two against the Dolphins, and still one more against the Bills. I tell you, know, just take the four games and get it in the rearview mirror. Because this story is so weird. There's a part of you that says if he is innocent, he should fight it right to the end. Because, I mean, he is 37 now. But at the same time, you don't also want a situation where you fight it and suddenly in week nine, you lost the case. Now four-game suspension are in weeks 10, 11, 12, and 13. That's a problem because the Patriots' bye week is in the middle of this, is in the middle of the first suspension. So there's no bye week late. All right, we'll take a break. Dave Jones on the show today, Harrisburg Patriot. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Tony and Shemokin wants to weigh in on Tom Brady, Michigan's own. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Good, good. It amazes me how this case with Brady sort of, in a way, parallels Penn State. I mean, The last thing Brady should do is admit anything or agree to anything. Penn State agreed to everything, and look, where did it get them?
You make an interesting point. Now, I mean, let's start with this. First of all, Brady doesn't have to fight this himself because the National Football League Players Association is the one that will file the brief. It'll be their attorney. So in terms of his ability to fight it, he has the ability to fight it, and he has the ability to fight it with ease. The question is whether or not they can swing it their way.
And As far as his telephone goes, that to me just seems like a BS story. And they can go out and they can get copies of all the tech excuse the language. The Free Report read 6 million emails in a few weeks. Now, the amazing thing about that is people believed it.
Right. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, they probably use keyword text, things like keyword. Find me this keyword in these emails, and they probably sorted it out. I'm guessing.
Didn't even read any. But this whole, I don't know what it is in today's culture. There's that word again. But when you're successful, I don't care what field it's in. When you're successful, they just want to go get you and nail you.
There appears to be a lot of tearing down today, and I mean, people salivate at the opportunity for someone to slip up, and when they do, people pounce. Look, I'm no—I could care less about the guy. I don't know him at all.
Yeah,
right.
He's from
Michigan. I don't know the guy at all. Okay, don't know him at all. I mean,
exactly.
do we have mutual friends? Well, yeah, I would say Bill O'Brien's a mutual friend. Okay, I
feel. There you go.
But you know, Gil Santos, my mentor, would be a mutual friend. But I've never met him or talked to him, so I don't know how he is. I will say this, Tony. Brady, along the way, let's take known entities. What's known, because it's too easy for people to talk about guessing. The two things that I know about Brady in this case that are negatives is his press conference in January was not very good, from my personal opinion, watching it. And I thought he was a little too cute and cavalier about the whole thing when he was at Salem State, but I also realized the audience. I don't think either one of those things in the court of public opinion helped him.
No, they didn't. They didn't at all. But at first, he might have had the mindset, like, and was you. I have no clue. I don't know anything about the man.
Right.
But he might have had the mindset, this is so insignificant, it's laughable. Inflation of a football from a team that we just destroyed on the football field, meaning Indianapolis.
You won the game 45-7.
Exactly.
You're not exactly sitting there saying, gee, wasn't it great? We cheated our brains out and beat them 45-7.
Thank God we underinflated. We'd have a struggle.
Right.
I just don't get this of constantly tearing down someone that has been a success. How much do you think the Penn State story would have got if there wouldn't have been a Joe Paterno connection? It'd have been a story that would lasted a week or two.
It would have been actually about one man.
Exactly.
In my opinion, as a guess, but
I think it's. But
Joe's name attached to it, being a huge name, brought a swarm of media to the table because of the name.
That made the story. That made some of them their moment of fame. Well, I got myself too mad now, so I got to hang up because I'm driving.
Okay, Tony, both hands on the wheel, my man. Both hands on the wheel, okay? We need to talk to you later in the week, all right?
All right, have a good day. Bye.
You too. 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. Just thought, I mean, again, I don't know if he's guilty, innocent, no clue. Hey, here are the known entities. The known entities, okay, and let's take the facts as to what they are. Number one, the story was leaked to ESPN. Why was it leaked? Why? You thought something was awry, just quietly fine the Patriots $25,000, which is the standard fine, and then sit down and say, okay, you know what, we got to put some rules out about this quietly to everybody in the league and just take care of it. That's not covering it up, fining them $25,000 because you suspected something. But they've taken this beat to another level here of some sort of espionage. And it's the biggest, the two biggest stories in the country today are Tom Brady and the tragic killing of Cecil the Lion in Zimbabwe, right? Those are the two biggest stories. Now, when it comes to Brady, here's the effect that Brady has in reality. The effect is on people who want to place a wager on the game in the opening night with Pittsburgh. That's the domino effect here. It's one of the reasons why he put it out now. It's going to give Vegas time to establish exactly what a line. They pulled the game off the board. But what's known here? This is what we know. That other teams have been upset, suspecting it to begin with. The Colts picked off one pass in the game. They kept the ball, then turned the ball in. The officials who handled the footballs the entire first half and suspected nothing. Hands, no gloves, hands on the football. You've seen the tapes. They're all barehanded. Putting their hands around the footballs. And if the Colts' footballs were so dramatically different than the Patriots, don't you think you can tell? I mean, they threw the K-ball out of the game right away in the second half. They could tell that right away. Did they really do extensive measuring before the game? Did they? Then, when they measured at halftime, one gauge came in under. One gauge came in within reasonable specs based on weather conditions and science. So which one was believed? The one that was under was the one believed. The one that was within specs wasn't. That turns out to me to be, that part is bothersome to me. Why believe one gauge instead of the other gauge? Now, they did put them both in there, but what takes them down the path that, why do you look at the one gauge and say, well, that's really got to be, because that gauge backs up the premise. The other gauge doesn't back up the premise. Okay. Now you talk to the equipment guys. I mean, do you think the equipment guys on the food chain are exactly what you think? They work hard. They're important to what they do in their job. The whole thing, but they aren't players. You could intimidate them. Then you got to deal with him. First press conference, awkward. I mean, awkward. The interview with Bob Costas, awkward. He didn't help himself in either one of those cases. And in the court of public opinion, that's where he started helping the NFL out about sliding downhill in the court of public opinion. He didn't handle it well at all. In the press conference or the Bob Costas interview. Then he meets with these guys. Well, he answered every question, but when it came to the contents of the cell phone, so he's uncooperative, but he answered every question. That's kind of a weird, and you can get, for example, like I said, the equipment guys are sitting there. They know where they stand in the food chain. If they said, hand over your cell phones, they'd probably hand over their cell phones. I would guess they would. Not because they're not as intelligent as the quarterback is or whatever. It's just they just know that they're not a player. Well, anything that Brady texted to them is probably right there. There are ways of getting the information. Now it drags on, then finally in May they announced the suspension. He then gives those kind of, you know, and again, he's in front of a crowd at Salem State. They, you know, they all love him. They're all Patriots fans. This is great. You know, does this taint the Super Bowl? Absolutely not. They eat it up. They love it. But the difference is because it would, instead of a normal night at Salem State where they bring in Tom Brady, just like when they brought in Bill Belichick, the difference now is it's that opening 10 minutes is carried live on NFL Network, ESPN, CNN, Fox News, and everything else that goes with it. So we all get a chance to see it. So it comes off as cutesy at a pep rally. Now, the guy sits down for 10 hours in the commissioner's office in June. And again, we're just taking the facts of this case. And answers questions left and right. Evidently, they must not have believed him. And he's been criticized for not taking questions from the media, but putting it out on Facebook. Well, you know what? You know, Kevin Love, for example, when he announced he was going back to the Cavaliers, did not have a press conference. He put it out on the, is it called the Players Tribune, the Derek Jeter website? More and more players are now using and editing, to make it right, their own words, to put it out there instead of trying to go into a minefield press conference where they could be tripped up. It's becoming more of a... They're using it more and more. Kevin Love announced he was coming back to the Cavaliers, not in the press conference, not in a press release, but on the Players Tribune. Brady used his own Facebook page to put out his statement this morning. What was great about that, did you see the statement on the bottom? Gisele Bündchen and 100,000 others like this.
Oh, that was fantastic, without a doubt.
Beautiful. Like I said, you can't make any of this stuff up.
Well, luckily for him, Facebook doesn't have a dislike button, because every other non-Patriots fan would have disliked that. And, you know, Kevin, I'm sure, would have been one of those dislikes.
Kevin. Brady's agent has come out and said the NFL has shifted its focus to the phone because its science is junk. Robert Kraft, powerful statement. I've never met Mr. Kraft. Obviously, same story where I know people who know him, and the people I know that know him, obviously Bill, Gil Santos, have both told me nothing but great things about him. How would you like to work for somebody that in public is that loyal to you? Now, I know, obviously, Tom Brady is an employee of Robert Kraft, and the New England Patriots has done things in a franchise that no one ever dreamed would happen in Foxborough in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. No one would have thought that. I mean, the Patriots almost moved to St. Louis once. They were that close. They were very close to moving to St. Louis at one stage. And I think this was when Jim Ortwine own the team. And this is as bizarre a story as I've, I mean, bizarre. And you know what? I think Tony brought up something interesting. You know what? And I've talked about the last 17, 18 years. What has been really important, think about this, in the last 17, 18 years, whether you believe Brady or not, what's been important in terms of turning public perception one way or the other? The critical use of words. Picking out just the right words over the last 20 years to turn it one way or the other. It's interesting. Brady hasn't been able to find those words. The NFL has. destroy when it comes to the cell phone, powerful. A lot of public relations firms have done very well in the last 20 years with the ability to use words. And as I pointed out many, many times, I'm really getting sick and tired of rhetoric and the use of the language. I just want to know the truth about something one way or the other. If the truth's bad, the truth is bad. Then let the consequences fall the way they do. But if the truth is benign, then let the perception be benign. Just tell the truth. I just want to know the truth. I don't want to know any... Okay, winning in the court of public opinion can't be the goal. The goal has to be the truth. And obviously, it is extremely hard to get to at times, one way or the other. Come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The record will be broken. That's right, the 100-year record is going to be broken this month if Sunbury Motors sells 80 new Fords by July 31st. SMC is where you want to be if you want a new Focus for $16,863. SMC is where you want to be if you want a new Ford Escape for $19,993. SMC is where you want to be if you want a new F-150 4x4 for under 30 grand. Sunbury Motors isn't taking this record lightly. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, you owe it to yourself to go to Sunbury Motors before August 1st. If you want 0% on your next 2015 Focus, Fusion, Escape, Explorer, or Expedition, SMC is where you want to be. Sunbury Motors will sell 80 new Fords by July 31st. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. SMC is where you want to be to save more money on your next new Ford.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
trail.
When I grow
up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a... I want to be
a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
We love outdoor celebrations in the central Susquehanna Valley, and there's no outdoor celebration we love more than Sunbury River Festival. This year's theme is 50 Years of Excellence, celebrating the anniversary of the Shikellamy School District. There will be over 100 booths with all of your favorite River Festival food, 3 stages of live entertainment, the craft show, car cruising, and more, all in downtown Sunbury and the riverfront. Thursday, August 13th, it's the Valley's Got Talent at the Shikellamy High School Auditorium. Friday, the 14th, the fun begins with food vendors and back by popular demand one more time, Jesse. Saturday the 15th, there will be all kinds of crazy crafts on the river during the cardboard boat race, plus train rides, an animal adventure petting zoo, and new this year for the first time ever, the Lake Augusta Boat Parade. Visit SunburyRiverFestival.com. And thanks to these fine sponsors, Sunbury Motors, Wise Markets, Northumberland National Bank, McGuigan's, the Sunbury Elks, Sunbury Textile Mills, Central Credit Audit, Woodmode, Nottingham Village, Zartman Construction, The Daily Item, and Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation.
It's the Dan Patrick Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Roy said, this will be a great place for a major in 20 years. Not now. It wasn't ready. And you get the feeling that they were ready for something else, couldn't have it at a place, and they decided to go here. I didn't know where the fairway ended, where the green began. It got to the point where it was silly, maybe bordering on embarrassing for the U.S. Open.
The Dan Patrick Show, weekday mornings at 10 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK app. News Radio 1070 WKOK wants you to know about the people and organizations that help make the Susquehanna Valley a better place to live.
Join the Middleburg Area Kiwanis Club and the Susquehanna Ridge Runners Club for their inaugural 5K run, Saturday, August 8th at 9 a.m. at Middleburg Fireman's Field. Racers 8 years and older can register. Call 570-847-8524. The inaugural Middleburg Area Kiwanis Club 5K, Saturday, August 8th.
Hey, Kyle brought up a really great point during the break. He said to me, he said, Steve, what was the team that was violated the crowd noise deal? And I said it was the Atlanta Falcons. Well, came, it went, they took care of it, it was done. And I think, Kyle, you're right, because it's Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. I think the focus is exponentially greater. Now, is it exponentially greater because of Spygate? Is it exponentially greater because of the formation thing with the Ravens and 40? Probably. Because now you look like you're a serial group. But, for example, the Falcons, and you know what's interesting, too? Think about the Saints and Bountygate. Do you realize that every single player that appealed in Bountygate, okay, had it rolled back?
I did not realize that. Wow.
Every player. Now, management, you can do anything to management you want. They don't have a union. So, in other words, they can suspend Sean Payton for a year as the head coach because he's management. He's not unionized. That's why they could suspend him for a year. That's why the general manager got suspended for 8 games. You can do that with management. But the deal with the Brady thing is really, really weird. Hey, I think we all knew that footballs, I mean, I always knew that footballs were around a 13 inflation, but this is bizarre. I feel like we're watching a real live soap opera.
Which one is playing Victor?
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nunn. It began as a traffic stop.
I'm going to ask you again. Do you have a license on you?
I have a license. You can run my name.